Mr. Baker, before you're excused, was there anything you or Mr. Moore has from executive session to discuss?
It's been like that.
No? Okay. Then we will continue our meeting by going into the public hearings scheduled tonight for 6:00. And I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Moore.
When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will provide council with a copy of the minutes from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made a part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing. The applicant will be called on to present, explain their application, and present testimony supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and or witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. You are not required to read your written statement. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that detracts from these proceedings. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The applicant or their representatives will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve, deny, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Will Mr. Lawrence Lank be here tonight?
He just
went out to get the notes.
He
forgot something.
We just about called the whole thing off, Lawrence.
For you today, I had a little bit of one underneath.
I'll turn the meeting over to our Director of Planning and Zoning, Lawrence Lank.
Sorry about that. First item on the agenda is change of zone number 1647. The application of SMI Long Neck Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying south of Long Neck Road, also known as Route 22, 484 feet east of Route 298, and to be located on 2.7482 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 25th of 2009. We heard comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, the Office of State Planning Coordination. James Fuqua was present. Submitted a copy of a tax map of the area showing the surrounding commercial and business zoning for the record. And we heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the public hearing. Donald Short of SMI Long Neck Properties LLC was present with Jim Fuqua, attorney, gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1647 for SMI Long Neck Properties LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, decide it appropriate for a change zone to CR1 general or commercial residential. It is located on the south side of Long Neck Road. CR1 zoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of business and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity on Long Neck Road, and several properties are zoned C1 general commercial on either side and across Long Neck Road. Three, the uses permitted in the CR1 zone are appropriate due to the existing nature of the area. Four, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or nearby communities. Five, the change of zone is in accordance with the comprehensive plan update. And six, site plan approval of any use of the property will be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. On, at the end of the report, which is a part of the record, the first two pages, there is a information sheet and then a site location map, and it relates to this application, and it shows us joining C1 to the west, to the north, and to the east of this individual parcels. There are two parcel numbers involved in this application, and they are basically surrounded by C1 general commercial properties. The properties in total only have a width of approximately 161 feet. And they contain the 2.74 acres, more or less. And that's all I have. I should have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? If not, is the applicant here and prepared?
Yes. So, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuque. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, SMI Long Neck Properties. With me is Donald Short, who is a principal of SMI. I have a colored tax map that I'll ask Mr. Moore to hand out to you that I'll be referring to. As Mr. Lang stated, the land comprising this application consists of two lots, contains a total of 2.74 acres. The lots are located on the south side of County Road 22, which is Long Neck Road, and the application is to rezone those two lots to CR1 commercial. Under the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the lots are located in the environmentally sensitive development area and are designated in the plan as being in a highway commercial area on the future land use plan map. SMI, the applicant, is part of the Short's Marine business, which is operated by Mr. Short. The business does boat sales and service, boat motors, parts, accessories, and boat storage. Short's Marine has a long-standing history in Sussex County. It was started by Mr. Short's grandfather in Oak Orchard back in the 1950s, subsequently operated by Mr. Short's father, and now by Donald. If you refer to the tax map that I submitted, tax map parcel 300 and 301 and part of 302 are all currently the location of the administrative offices, retail space, as well as boat storage of the Short's Marine operation. Parcel 308, which is located adjacent to the two lots before you tonight, a portion of that is leased by Short's Marine, and that also has boat display and storage. There's an additional facility located on a portion of the lands that are designated as Julius Place. It's not shown on that map that I handed out, but the front corner there is actually zoned commercial, and that again is part of the operations of Short's Marina. So basically, this area here is the core central area of the Short's Marine business. Short's Marine also has a canvas shop in Oak Orchard and the site on the water in Oak Orchard, which is the original site that was started by Mr. Short's grandfather. And in addition, there's a boat storage yard on Route 24 near Love Creek, and there's also a boat storage yard behind the Holiday Chicken just north of Route 24. It's the intention to rezone the two lots to CR1. It's intended that they be used in similar to other sites for boat storage, which basically would be the same use that exists on the adjacent property, parcel 308, at the current time. There, at the present time, there's manufactured homes, one each, located on the lots. It's intended to keep at least one of those manufactured homes to be used as a residence of an employee, which would also provide security for the site. And as Mr. Lang stated, referring back to the tax map that I handed out, you can see that the immediate area is all zoned commercial, with the existing commercial uses in the area, and the largest user, of course, as I said, is Schurz Marine. The land on both sides of the two lots is zoned commercial, as well as the land on the north side across Long Neck Road. And this basically is a textbook example of infill zoning, where the area basically is zoned one way, and this land would be rezoned to conform with the area. As Mr. Lang stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval 5-0. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, with the exception of any questions you may have.
Any questions for any questions for Mr. Fuqua?
Can you sneeze?
Oh. Is that all you have?
That is all that I have.
We will see if the public has something to say. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak in support of this application? Are there any members of the public who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
I recommend it be approved.
Counselor, is no one that has chosen to speak. Is it your pleasure to close the public hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
We'll consider the public hearing closed. And what is the pleasure of counsel?
I think we should read it.
Read the title, Mr. Moore.
Read it. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.7482 acres, more or less.
Make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1647. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Please give the reasons for your vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes, based on the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on the same reasons of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, it's contiguous to other commercially zoned properties.
This property is, as they say, infill, and it is appropriate change of zone. This is what you get when you're brief, Mr. Fuqua. You might want to remember this in the future. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next application is change of zone 1648, the application of William and Elizabeth Giron to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, for land lying east of U.S. Route 13, 2,585 feet north of Route 16, to be located on 1.208 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 25th, 2009. We received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. William and Elizabeth Giron were present and gave testimony. Mrs. Giron also submitted a copy of a January 28th, 08 letter from the Office of State Planning Coordination in reference to the PLUS review process, and a copy of a brochure dated August 2000 for the record, where there were no parties present in support of the application. There was one resident of the area, Willard Thompson, present and stated he is not opposed to the use proposed, but he would prefer a conditional use so that the neighbors know what is intended, and that he is opposed to some of the other uses permitted in the CR1 zone. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application on June 25th. The commission deferred action for further consideration. On July 15th, last Wednesday of 09, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1648 for William and Elizabeth Duran for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the orderly growth of the county does not justify creating the requested CR1 zone property. The permitted use is available under the zoning classification in the area where the property is located. Two, while the proposed use was discussed as a concept during the public hearing, if the rezoning was approved, anything permitted in the CR1 zoning would be permitted. Number three, the applicant has not expressed a clear need for a change of zone to CR1 in this location, or why B1 or a conditional use would not be more appropriate for the site. In this case, the applicant appears to have a clearly defined business plan for a consulting business. The orderly growth of the county would be better protected under a conditional use that would limit the uses of the property to the applicant's proposed use or similar professional or office type uses and not everything permitted in the CR1 district. And four, the parcel in question is not adequately sized for CR1 zoning and the possible uses allowed in that district. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lank? If not, is the applicant present and prepared to present? Hi. Name and your address.
My name's Elizabeth Byers Duran. My address is 9485 Grace Lane, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950. I also, in addition to this, I just want to introduce myself as Commander for the Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary for the State of Delaware. I just inherited that title 3 weeks ago, so I'm happy to be here in front of you.
Very good.
I'm here to talk about my residential area right now. It's at 12385 Sussex Highway, Greenwood, Delaware. I propose that I would like to make a consulting business out of this residential home. It's a perfect corner spot for a residential area to be turned over to a consulting business because of the vicinity. You have Peggy's Restaurant, you have Smith's Restaurant, and enough restaurants that would accommodate people who would be coming in out of town. The Sparrows Point Services Recycling Center of Excellence, or SPSRCE, will be a woman-owned business and be comprised of retired naval engineering duty officers and prior enlisted. Employees will have no less than one master's degree, and many will have PhDs. There will also be disabled American veterans with certifications in a specialty field, for example, safety and environment. A business contracting liaison program manager and two part-time administrative personnel who will be employees of the SPSRCE. Employees will perform service virtually in their experience fields and will bring education and talent to areas around the country where expertise is required. The home office for LBJ Consulting, SPSRCE, business is requesting location at the property address. This address will be a central repository of projects and knowledge that will be performed throughout the entire country. The management of the SPSRCE will be conducted on a daily basis at the address. This address will house 3 to 4 employees. Work will be performed at remote areas, but local to the service area requiring assistance, meaning other states. You will not see the people. You will see the work virtually. My position as the program manager will be to serve as the liaison or consultant supporting employees in the field on a daily basis. In addition, this position will consist of arranging yearly conferences at a local site to bring employees together and provide the repository of current technology and results of assigned projects. In addition, a review will be maintained at the Sussex property to ensure that the requested services are properly supported and employees are satisfied with the performance of the individual assigned. The scope of work for an individual assigned at a remote location will be to perform consulting service, provide the most current information available to track and evaluate metric enabling cost-benefit determinations, and provide recommendations for improving on-site work and cost-benefit analysis. Assignments that will be considered for service include, but are not limited to, the donated ships inspection program, which this country has 48 naval ships around the country. For example, the USS New Jersey, the Trepid, the Camden, the Bakuna, and the Olympia in Philadelphia, that we annually go out and inspect to make sure that it's safe for the public to come on board. Environmental and safety historical information programs, and the Federal Employees Compensation Program, which is managed for the government. Our success story is that we saved over $300 million for the Navy using this program. I'd like to also remind you that the immediate surrounding sites are zoned commercial: Peggy's Restaurant, Smith's Restaurant, Weiler's Building, Barrica Homes, Small Strip Mall, which houses a pizza shop and a Discovery Bank. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the applicant?
I see here it did say you at one time applied for a conditional use, then withdrew it and reapplied for the change zone. Could
yes,
you
sir.
Elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, sir, we can.
Yeah, just reasons.
After that, this was filed in May and 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to the Mr. Lank's office to, you know, try to understand the process, because I was told right from the beginning it would be 16 months. So I was told by one of the office associates that I needed to go to the PLUS process. Mm-hmm. He gave me the person's name. I called this person, and I was able to get an appointment and a meeting with the council or the committee within a few days. I was really shocked on that one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after the outcome of that, they suggested in their letter back that it should go as a CR1 versus a CR. I'm not a person who understands a lot about zoning. I'm just, you know, a consultant,
right,
you know, and that's why I depend on the county office to instruct me through this process.
So the PLUS people recommended that you go CR1.
Yes, sir. It's in their letter, and that's how this happened. Now, the discussion had been made.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
No, I said it is on, I guess, on Route 13, which
is... Yes, sir.
Is
it's a... If you're... Are CR1. You familiar with Peggy's Restaurant?
Haven't been there in a while.
Smith's Restaurant?
I haven't been there in a while.
Okay. Barrica Homes.
I know where you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. If you know, if you're coming north, if you know where Barrica is on 16, you make the left turn,
mm-hmm.
you come north, and the first house on the right side is a gray house, and that's the property that we're talking about.
Yeah, I've got it right here on the earth. Here we go.
Any other questions for
this
the applicant?
This is your house right here.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wilson, you were there because
sure.
you stopped.
It's actually south of Peggy's, right?
No. Yes, sir, it is
sure.
south, but on the north side.
It's way back off the road quite a ways.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right.
And you just want to use it as a consultant, right?
Yes, sir, that's all we need. We will, you know, the PLUS process actually approved 200 cars a day to come into the property. However, if we see 8 cars a day in and out, that will be a surprise because, you know, one of my employees is actually, to be employed, is sitting with us, and that's Charlotte Spiker. She's going to be my administrative person who answers the telephones, and she's a great message taker, and she communicates real well to the people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm not trying to run a big, and someone suggested McDonald's or something like that last meeting, and I'm going, I'm here to do consulting business, and that's it for the Navy. No. And if anything else comes from that, then, you know, I welcome that also.
How much land do you have with that?
1.2 acres.
Probably a little bit in there.
Yes, sir. And it's a long driveway, and it's plenty of parking there, you know. And now the good news is that if the corridor plan ever comes to fruition, the road that runs behind, in front of the new Chair Center, but behind the old Chair Center in Greenwood, is supposed to come across Route 16 right up to my property, and it was going to be 200 feet away short coming to the property. The PLUS process folks said that they could, and it's in their letter, they would actually take that service road up to the property and make it entranced into the property, so you wouldn't have traffic on Route 13 coming to make the right turn into the property.
Okay.
So I think they were really, really nice, you know, about the information they gave me. So,
any other questions?
I've got a question
Ms.
about
Paper?
What do you do if you see this use seems to fit well under conditional use? Now, does that mean that the applicant would have to refile and wait another 2 years?
With the majority vote of the council, we can expedite her application, her reapplication. We also have the authority to waive the fee if there is a majority consensus.
Can I follow up on something?
Uh-huh.
She just said we have a new attorney here. Mr. Moore, in the past, not recent past, but in the past, we have actually taken applications and made them, you know, of a lesser impact. So we've gone from like C1, when we had these before with CR1. Anyway, we would go from C1 to B1. And I think Mr. Pastor Turney allowed us to do that.
I'm not so sure he did, Mr. Cole. I mean, that's a substantial change to the title.
Well, Lawrence, did we ever do that?
It's been
a few years, right?
Many years, probably. Yeah, we had a change from
back in Gene Byers.
C1, that was before that.
That was a wild west.
C1 to B1, and it was under when Rob Witz was the county attorney.
That's the only
last one I remember.
That's the last one? No, I remember. Okay.
Well, but there may be some more, but I don't really look.
But I always felt that there was a comfort with the whoever the legal counsel was at that time, and maybe it's something you might want to look into and just advise us on it. But we have, as opposed to making somebody go back through a process and all this other stuff, are we permitted to give it a lesser degree of zoning during the public hearing process?
Well, you just called me to jog my memory. The change that Mr. Witzel performed was a change of zone to a conditional use. That was one time, and realizing that wasn't proper, I guess, later on, we didn't do it anymore.
Never did that again. But
there may have been a couple of down C1
zones
to
B1s.
From C1 to B1.
Yes, we did do a couple of those, and I recall them. But anyway, I just, if you would look into that, because it might be helpful.
I'd have to really research about 1,500 files.
Cool. Can I make one more statement here?
Yes, ma'am.
And that is, in my Naval Reserve program, retired naval officers out there, in the engineering program, we have over 500 that are currently able to work right now. And these members are very talented engineers. Now, they're mostly men. Now, we have 3 to 4 women, well, actually 3 that can really work now into the program. So if I'd rather ask you for, to help me rather than to forgive me, because if my neighbors were to see a lot of men coming into my property, God, you know, and I don't know what that would mean, and then all of a sudden you see 3 women coming in, you know, Greenwood is a very small town and everybody knows everybody, so I'd rather keep everything, you know, out in front of the public.
So you're suggesting that if there was a way that we could either modify this application or expedite a reapplication to be a conditional use that could make everything clear in the application, you would not have a problem. You would almost encourage that?
Well, sir, I don't know anything about the zoning. That's the problem that I have. I'm consulting. I'm just throwing the facts to you because I just would rather not ask you for forgiveness but ask you for approval for something.
Yes,
you know?
We will not forgive
one of the statements that came from the Department of Agriculture, it says, the Delaware Department of Agriculture has no objections to the proposed rezoning of the acreage from AR1 to C1. The strategies for state policies and spending encourages environmentally responsible development and investment level 3 areas.
Very good.
So with that being said,
let me see if we can get enough votes for that C1.
We'll see what we can do. We're going to ask the public.
Well, to see it, go ahead.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and continue with the public hearing. You can have a seat. And if there is anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this proposal, it would be a good time to come forward. Maybe a show of hands of anybody who might be in favor. Ms. Biker, are you in favor? Yes, you are. Very good. Is there anyone here who is opposed to this application? No one here is opposed. All right. Well, then, if there's no objection from the council, we will close the public hearing, I will open it up for discussion. Mr. Cole.
When you look at the trend on development on Route 13, especially in this area where you got C1s and C1 and CR1 are so similar, it seems crazy to start all of a sudden sticking in a conditional use here and there when the trend has been basically to zone 13 CR1,
okay,
which is one of our major thoroughfares. I'm lost on finding why the Planning and Zoning Commission felt that it should be denied and possibly sent back and like I said, put them through another couple of years. So I'm a little sympathetic to the rezoning and in light of the trend that we've been doing for years. Just some thoughts there. So I'd like to hear somebody articulate maybe some good reasons why we shouldn't, if anybody hasn't.
Well, I've been to the place, George.
Well, God is darn, that's good.
And it's got an easy way out to get.
I know.
Merge and go south,
mm-hmm.
and then come back, go around. And it's just, what a little traffic's going to be in there is not hardly worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's no objections, let's give it a try. Mr. Moore, would you please read the title?
Sure. Change of zone number 1648, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, containing 1.208 acres, more or less.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve CZ 1648. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote, and please articulate your reasons. Ms. Deaver.
I'll vote yes. It's on Route 13, and I'm looking at it overhead shot here, and it's got a lot of land around it, easy access. I just think it would be fine, and the restaurant is zoned C1, and it's almost next door. So, yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation planning, is there any, I vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to support the application because I think it's a compatible with our surrounding zoning, and it is on Route 13, which has some of the majority of C1, CR1s and C1 zonings up and down it. I don't see any reason to put a conditional use in this particular instance, because sometimes we use a conditional use. If it's not an appropriate use in the surrounding areas, can't support it, but I believe this has enough commercial activity in that area to support it. So, yes.
Based on the recommendation plan and zoning, I vote no. The application has been approved. You're good. Okay.
Dan's voted no.
Yes.
Mr. Lynch.
Thank you.
The next application is change of zone number 1650. The application of Cannon Road Investments LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an AR1 RPC, being an agriculture residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying west of Route 5, which is Indian Mission Road, on both sides of Road 307, Cannon Road, and to be located on 134 acres, or 134.565 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 25th of 2009. On June 12th of 2009, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet, which contains a listing of the project team, an executive summary, a project overview with a boundary survey, an overview of current site conditions, references to the preliminary land use service being plus, references to compliance with zoning regulations in relation to the AR1 zoning and the RPC overlay, an area vicinity map, a zoning map, current site plan, a Del Dot letter, a map of the state strategies showing investment level 4, a map of developed and protected lands, a portion of the land use plan map, an open space management plan, a boundary survey, an aerial photo, a series of maps, a copy of the original plus plan cover sheet, a copy of the January 29th, 08 plus comments, a TMDL analysis chart, a response to plus from McCrone Incorporated, proposed findings of facts and conditions, a color rendering of the project, and a resume for Jason Palkowitz, professional engineer. The technical advisory committee reviewed the project and submitted comments on or before May 18th of 2009, and they are part of the record. We heard comments from the Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Office of State Planning Coordination. Mark Handler and Randy Mitchell of Cannon Road Investments LLC were present with Dennis Schrader, attorney from Wilson Halbrook and Byard, Holly Hearn, professional engineer, Jason Palkowitz, professional engineer of McCrone Incorporated, and Rob Allen of Handler Mitchell, all gave testimony. Tiffany Derrickson, George Hudson, Gerald Brock, and Russell Pierpont were present in opposition and gave testimony. Ms. Derrickson submitted a copy of her comments for the record and copies of correspondence between Ms. Derrickson and Randy Mitchell, Carolyn Wicks, the Secretary of Department of Transportation, Peter C. Schwarzkopf, State Representative, and F. Gary Simpson, State Senator, in reference to the project and Stevenson Road. There were comments back and forth between Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Schrader, Mr. Palkowitz, and Rob Allen gave additional testimony. On June 25th of 09, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On July 15th of 09, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would like to defer action on change of zone 1650 for Cannon Road Investments LLC for the following reasons. One, this change of zone application involves property that was the subject of previous subdivision applications before the Planning and Zoning Commission, including hearings held in 2004 and 2006. Considerable time will be required of the Planning and Zoning Commission staff to review those files as they pertain to this application. Two, this change of zone application represents phases 1 through 3 of Pelican Point. This is only part of the overall Pelican Point. Phases 4 through 7 were the subject of a prior Planning and Zoning Commission cluster subdivision public hearing in 2006. A review of those files are also warranted to evaluate what input, if any, this application will have on the remainder of the project as well as the community at large. Furthermore, Mr. Johnson moves that this matter be deferred until the August 27th, 2009 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and be placed under old business. While Mr. Johnson is mindful of the Planning and Zoning Commission's practice to make recommendations to the council within a timely fashion, this extension is necessitated by the reasons stated below. In addition, the request to place this matter on the August 27th, 09 agenda is being made since Mr. Johnson will be out of state for the next two Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. Whereas this project is located in Mr. Johnson's district and Mr. Johnson was involved in the previous application for phase 4 through 7 of Pelican Point, Mr. Johnson respectfully requests that this change of zone application be deferred until August 27th. So that Mr. Johnson is able to participate in any further matters as they pertain to this application. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to defer action until August 27th, 2009 for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of council, I forgot to pass these down.
One for everybody?
No, I only have four.
Okay.
The commissioners still have theirs, and I didn't get enough back.
Joe, you
don't have to share.
One.
That's all right.
Oh, here, keep on.
Again.
There you go.
We'll share one.
Yeah,
Commission is aware that they're supposed to make a recommendation within 45 days, and that's the reason for the detail of the deferral request so that they basically ask for more time than the 45 days.
All right.
Provided by Commission.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Mr. Johnson.
It is understood that we will not be able to make a decision on this tonight, but rather we'll have to defer to allow planning and zoning the proper time to make their recommendation. Is the applicant present and prepared to present? Mr. President, to you.
You can have your own.
Mm-hmm. President Phillips.
I'll take that.
You take that?
It's getting like that Pelosi woman. Mm-hmm. Going right to his head. I told you it would.
Members of the council, for the benefit of the record, I'm Dennis Schrader. I represent the applicant, Cannon Road Investments,
okay.
LLC. Ms. Hearn is handing up to you a set of copies, which represent the large board copies, copies of the large boards that appear on the easels.
You got plenty?
I have with me Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Allen, who represent the interests of Cannon Road Investments. As Mr. Lank has identified for you, McCrone Inc. is the design professional that worked on this project and a prior project, and Holly Hearn, who is an engineer with McCrone, is the young lady who just passed out the exhibits and will be testifying on this project. The project is located on the west side of Route 5 and on both sides of County Road 307, known as Cannon Road. It's made up of 134.4 565 acres, more or less, and is currently zoned AR1 agricultural residential. It is also currently the subject of an approved standard subdivision referred to and known as Pelican Point phases 1-3. What we are proposing for consideration by the commission and by the council is a change of zoning designation for phases 1-3 so that it will become an ARRPC residential planned community. In the packet of material that was just handed out to you by Holly, you see a black and white plot that looks like this. And I think, Mr. Cole, you don't have it. But it looks like, yeah, you do have it. That one shows what phases 1-3 and phases 4-7 look like. And the reason I bring this to your attention is that it's my client's intention, if this is approved, to allow for the development of phases 1-3 in connection with the development of phases 4-7 so that it will provide a response to the market needs that are currently in effect in Sussex County and everywhere else by providing a different mix of housing types along Route 5. And with some luck at all, and depending upon how the economy goes over the next 18 months, should provide attainable housing for the people who live in Sussex County. What we have done here by this particular design is to increase the open space by approximately 20 acres, and at the same time, it would allow for us to provide attached single-family dwellings to be placed on the tract of land that is Pelican Point 1-3. The density of this particular project remains at 1.87 dwelling units per acre, which is less than the 2 units per acre that is permitted under the AR1 zoning. As Mr. Lank has pointed out to you, we have filed with you a number of exhibits which will help you in the deliberative process. Once you have a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission, it includes all the necessary reports, studies, and correspondence from permitting agencies that you would like to see. Streets within the project will be private. There is a sanitary waste disposal system to be provided by Artesian. Water is also being provided by Artesian. They are certificated and in operation at this particular location and have the necessary drain fields for their operation, and those have been previously approved as a conditional use by the county council. This is a project that is the first impression to you because the subdivisions don't come to the county council, but this RPC project does. Having had all those things brought to your attention, I'm going to introduce Holly Hearn, who is an engineer with McCrone, who will describe for you an overview of the assembled tracks, the review of the prior status of Pelican Point phases 1-3, how these things compare and contrast with each other, how PLUS, DelDOT, zoning compliance come into effect, and then I'll be back up to discuss some concluding remarks with you. The crowd has not grown since we started here at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so I think Ms. Derrickson will be probably the only person who will speak to this particular application. Thank you. I'll bring Ms. Hearn up.
Any questions for the applicant's attorney?
Was it required that it go to PLUS or not?
Yes.
For the rezoning, for the RPC.
For the RPC and okay. the PLUS comments, mm-hmm. The PLUS response comments, and the PLUS response to our response are all contained in your book, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is in state level 4. Which state level is it in?
It is in level 4.
Level 4.
But we're not asking for any investment of state funds because the infrastructure, which would include the roads, improvements required by DelDOT, water and sewer are all in place at the expense of the developer or the subsequent purchasers.
Any other questions or comments for the attorney? If not, we'll ask Ms. Holly to come forward. Hearn.
Hello, I'm Holly Hearn. I'm with McCrone tonight. So this is kind of a unique project coming to you tonight, and I know some things might get a little confusing, but we'll try to get you all up to speed of where we are. This project is currently an approved subdivision entitled Pelican Point, phases 1-3. Prior to that, it was part of the Stonewater Creek subdivision. I would like to point out this is the approved layout for the subdivision currently. So that is what is approved and can be built. However, we have decided to go back and revamp the layout to be able to offer a variety of lot sizes. Specifically, in Stonewater Creek, there are 20,000-square-foot lots. In Pelican Point 4 through 7, right to the west, there's 7,500-square-foot lots. And on our project, we're going to be offering an average of 13,500-square-feet lots at the southern end, and there will also be attached single-family twin houses throughout the northern end. I'm going to go ahead and give you a layout of the current.
Was it an increase in number of units overall?
There is an increase.
Okay, all right, okay.
About a third of an acre.
So this rendering shows the current layout that we are looking to get approved. I think the main thing to focus on here is the goal of this application is to diversify the product types that are available for the potential residents of this development. In addition to being able to offer smaller units, you are more likely to be able to offer less expensive and more reasonably priced units for future residents. Another very important thing to notice about this layout is the amount of open space. The original layout has approximately 22 acres of open space. This current layout has approximately 77 acres of open space. That's over 50 acres of increased open space. That is one of the major points of this plan that we want to stress to you. It is a less dense plan. There's more open space that can be used for passive recreation and for just enjoyment of the residents. This proposed application has sidewalks located on portions of the roads. The original approved layout will not have sidewalks. It was approved without sidewalks. So we're going to come back in with this one. We'd like to provide sidewalks for pedestrian safety and connectivity to the adjacent subdivision. You can tell that more wooded area will be able to be preserved in the southern corner in addition to the buffers that we will be providing. At the northern end, there are wetlands located at the northern end. The proposed layout has a minimum 50-foot buffer, if not greater, along that wetland area. And I would also like to show you that the actual roadway alignments are remaining exactly the same as in the approved plan. This project will be able to offer amenities to its residents. In the Pelican Point 4 through 7 subdivision, there will be an amenity area with a clubhouse and a pool area, and that will be available for the residents of Pelican Point 1 through 3 to use as well. This project has gone to PLUS, and we received comments, and we responded back to them, and they acknowledged our response back to them.
Which figure is it in here? Which tab is it?
For which one?
For the PLUS. Which tab is it?
2C.
Okay.
2C.
2C.
Thank you. Letter from PLUS written to Sussex County is not within the booklet because they submitted it after the booklets were already submitted to you.
All right.
I just wanted to speak really briefly about DelDOT. Because this is already an approved subdivision with a layout, it has already gone through DelDOT's review, including the TIS. This project was actually in part of the TIS for the Pelican Point 4 through 7 Prettyman property. This property was involved in that TIS, and we have a letter from DelDOT saying that they did not require an additional TIS for the redesign of this layout. The DelDOT entrances have already been designed for this project and approved. One of the entrances is already constructed. And finally, I just wanted to touch on the fact that this is in compliance with the zoning for AR1 and RPC, and in my booklet I've gone through and a point-by-point given a response to how it is compliant with each of the zoning points.
Any questions for Ms. Hearn? All right. Thank you very much.
Steve, I gave you bad information. I said Roman numeral 2C, and it's tab 18.
You were close.
I was within 16 or so of where I wanted to be, and the reason...
I'm wading through it. I'm getting there. I was just reading something here from Del Dot and the fact that it's a level 4 and so on and so forth. So, okay, we're looking at 18 at this point.
Well, you'd ask where the plus comments were, and I'm going to point you to 18.
I see it. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm pointing you to 18 is because this is the one that has incorporated plus comments with the response of the developer. And if you take a look at page 2 as an example, you will see that there is blue ink. Anything that was in that font and with that blue color is the response of the developer to the preceding comments. So that way you'll know what the comment and counter comment are. Okay? Sorry about that. I do want to point out to you that what we're looking for here is, again, something that will provide us with a consistent opportunity to respond to the market demands, give us an opportunity to provide with different housing types on this particular site. It is no different than, I believe, Independence, which also has an RPC designation at its subdivision or its project not that far from here on this particular road. I also have submitted in this booklet copies of covenants and conditions. As Mr. Moore, welcome aboard, by the way, Mr. Moore, to you.
Schrader.
been there, done that, and hope you enjoy your term. It's a good job. You'll like it. We have submitted covenants, conditions, and restrictions as a part of this booklet, and as I pointed out to Mr. Robertson, who's the assistant county attorney at the time when we had the commission hearing, they're interesting, but they're probably outdated as a result of the adoption of Duke, Iowa. That law was signed to effect by the governor on July 2nd with an effective date of October 2nd. It changes the way the governance of homeowners associations function. Mr. Allen and I had a nice conversation about that before we came over. Things are different, and it's different in the sense that there are reserves that are going to be required. There are preliminary offering statements that have to be made by developers. There are resale certificates that have to be brought into effect. The point of all of this is that at the time these were submitted, the covenants that I submitted, they contained within them the things that would be normally reviewed for by Mr. Robertson and by Mr. Moore, in that they provide for the perpetual maintenance of all of the common areas, the entrances, the pools, the lighting, stormwater management. The ag use notices are in there that are required by state and county law. There is a formation of a homeowners association, which would be required by the zoning law in this county in order to have provide for that perpetual maintenance. Those things are contained in here. It's the intention of the developer that they will remain there if this project is approved and we get into a later opportunity to resubmit these things. Again, we're trying to diversify. By diversifying, we have, in fact, increased the number of units, as Ms. Deaver has pointed out, but we've also been able to significantly increase the open space in order to meet the market demands the way we see them. The total density does not exceed that which is permitted in an AR1 district. It still remains less than 2 units per acre, but it does provide for a new reconfiguration of those things that take place. In the absence of a finding of fact or conditions of approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission, I have nothing that I can say about them, nor is there anything that you all can do today other than ask us questions. So I'll make myself, Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Allen, and Ms. Hearn available to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the applicant? If not, we will see what the public has to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak who is in favor of the application tonight? Is there anyone here who would like to speak who is opposed to the application tonight? Please come forward, state your name and your addresses.
My name is Tiffany Derrickson. I live at 54 Rolling Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm here today in order to protect the N&M Burton Farm District, a 241-acre working farm that borders Stonewater Creek and the future Pelican Point. Our properties are actually broken up by Phillips Branch on one side and Ivy Branch on the other. So I attended the June 25th hearing and opposed the change in density unless Cannon Road Investments routed all traffic from Pelican Point to Cannon Road and closed the section of Stevenson Road adjacent to the N&M Burton Farm District. Current development plans route traffic onto Stevenson Road. During the summer of 2008, I met with Mr. Mitchell, one of the developers, to discuss closing Stevenson Road and routing all traffic from the development directly onto Route 5 by Cannon Road. Mr. Mitchell agreed to work with my family at that time, and we met with DelDOT and Ted Bishop. DelDOT at that time agreed to support the closure of Stevenson Road adjacent to the N&M Burton Farm District if the internal streets were redesigned and pavement to correspond with traffic flow to go through Cannon Road. A traffic study report from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel supports the closure of Stevenson Road adjacent to the Burton Farm District and traffic flow to be routed to Cannon Road. Needless to say, I'm still disappointed to see plans route traffic from Pelican Point that have not been redesigned. Basically, we're here to protect the N&M Burton Farm District, improve traffic flow and safety, and a state-designated Level 4 investments. Cannon Road Investments is here to sell houses and make money. My family, we bought this section of Stevenson Road adjacent to the Independence development from DelDOT this fall and have closed that section of the road. We are here. The Burtons have been farming in Sussex County since the 1700s, and we certainly hope to continue farming. However, we need the county council's support to help us protect the N&M Burton Farm District by mandating that Cannon Road Investments redesign the streets and pavements to correspond with traffic flow routed to Cannon Road and support the closure of Stevenson Road adjacent to the N&M Burton Farm District. Thank you. And I do have one question. I am interested to know, of the 134 acres, how many acres of those are currently woodlands and how many of those they will be chopping down? The copy of the
This Google shows a road called Stu Ensign Road.
Stevenson
Road.
Stevenson.
And it joins up to Cannon Road.
Cannon.
Yeah.
And this
okay.
is just a little
and
map.
Townsend
this
Road.
This is what we currently mm-hmm. bought, and mm-hmm. that's the other side is what I'm requesting.
Okay.
Excuse me. Typically, people who speak are not able to ask direct questions of the applicant, but if a council member wishes to repeat that question, it can be addressed. What is your question again, please?
I was curious, of the 134 acres, how many of those currently were woodlands and how many of those current acres of woodlands are going to be gone when this Pelican Point appears?
Okay. Could I ask the applicant to address that question?
If you bear with me for a minute.
Starwater Creek. Are you aware of that? The drainage yeah. type of thing? Yeah. Is that the same Mac people?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's my district. Yours is on the other side.
You should know that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know it.
It's on the tip of my little finger.
I know.
Gentlemen, Ms. Deaver, and you have a copy of this. I'd invite you up to look at it. I'm going to point the wrong way.
No, we know it's there now.
Pardon?
We know it's there now.
Okay. The yellow area is the area upon which the application mm-hmm. is based. Mm-hmm. And I believe mm-hmm. this is in the package.
No, it's all.
Uh-huh. Right to you. Right. But it's this little piece, mm-hmm. this little piece, and this little piece here are the three areas in which there are woods.
There's not much woods on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Where's the artesian now?
Treatment
plan.
Artesian is right there.
Okay. Show me the road she's talking about. Somebody show me the road.
Or that red line.
There was one road that was previously.
Right here?
Yeah, this is like a 75 drive.
Here it is.
Okay.
It links Townsend and Canning.
This, okay, so this is Route 5.
Right.
This is the road I bought in February from the state, mm-hmm. and this is what I'm requesting. This is adjacent to the Burton Farm District be closed or be, and then he can, the Cannon Road Investments, this is Ivy Branch, owns all that. They can route all their traffic to Cannon Road directly onto Route 5 instead of routing them out here to Stevenson Road to turn on Harmon Hill to then turn on 5.
Now, I'm just so I understand this, why do you want them to do that?
Why? Because this is
all. Is this your land here? Is this your land here?
Correct. This is all, we farm all this land, so we're trying to have all the traffic from his development rooted out through our farm. That makes really logistically not a lot of safety-wise, but also we're trying to protect our farm. We've tried to work through DelDOT. They won't do it without the developers redesigning.
Okay.
But we did purchase, like I said, this section. So you see, if this is closed, then people just go down Harmon Hill. Nobody's going to be cutting through the Burton Farm District, which is 241 acres of working farm and a level 4.
Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Schrader, would you like to address that?
Well, there's two things. One of them is that I have Ms. Hearn here about to tell you that acreage of woods.
Okay. Ms. Hearn.
Okay. I just wanted to give a comparison, too. And this is the acreage of woods that will remain. With the approved subdivision plan that we currently have, the amount of woods to remain is approximately 1.89 acres. With the revised layout that we're presenting tonight, the amount of woods to remain is approximately 6.46 acres.
Okay.
Now, moving to the DelDOT issue, two things. One of them is that, as you all know, DelDOT road closings are DelDOT's jurisdiction, not the jurisdiction of the county council. And I would like to have Mr. Mitchell come up, if you don't mind.
Mr. Mitchell?
Describe the meetings with DelDOT about the road closing issue.
In light of the issue being brought by the public, I would grant that request.
Thank you.
You'll be next, Mrs. Derrick.
Hi, Randy Mitchell. I'm one of the owners of the property. We've met with DelDOT on two occasions with Tiffany. We're not against what she's asking for. We're fine with rerouting the road. We've done some designs to reroute the road. I would just tell you that DelDOT's never told me that they're okay with the rerouting of the road. They've never agreed to close the road. They're agreeing to look at closing it. We haven't gotten far enough. So it's not my decision. It's all DelDOT's whether they want to close that road. They did say they weren't against it. So it's a matter of us getting a design that they're comfortable with, and there are some things that we're working through on our end, because as we come off Cannon Road, we have driveways. So we would need to come up with a new design because they won't allow all those driveways fronting on that road. So there's some other issues that we're going to have to work through, but we are working together on it, and that's all I could say.
Does council have any questions for Mr. Mitchell?
I don't know if it's Mr. Mitchell's question for him or not, but I heard that people from one of those developments would use the amenities at another development. Did I hear that from you? And you would be walking across Cannon Road to do that? Was that right?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm just trying to get oriented between Pelican and...
There's Pelican Point 427.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's the amenity area
mm-hmm. okay.
that these residents can use.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Okay. No roads to go across. Okay. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Is there...
I see a road there.
Any portion of this project, what we're looking at, affect Stevenson Road?
I don't think it does. I don't think Stevenson Road is within
the map. I don't see any portion of the road being.
I don't think any part of Stevenson Road is within the boundaries of this particular project.
This application. It's right. All affected by 4 and 7.
And I want to point out one other thing, because we're talking about this road issue, and I believe Tiffany brought it up. The reason it looks like it does is because when this thing was filed 18, 20 months ago, was before the meetings that took place with DelDOT. And as you guys, some of you know, at least the older member, not old age-wise, but more experienced and wiser members, yeah, file these things, and then you sit back and wait 18, 20, I think Lawrence likes to believe it's 18 months, but you wait quite a while and things change. In the meantime, as an example, you have this county road standards have been adopted for the interior streets, and that's going to make a difference in terms of where are we with what satisfies DelDOT, which satisfies the Stevenson Road issue, which satisfies Ms. Derrickson and her legitimate concerns about protecting the agricultural district. Don't know at this point.
Okay. If there are no further questions for the applicant, I'd like to finish the public hearing. The next person, please. Yes.
Norma Lee Burton Derrickson. Tiffany is my daughter. And this is a functioning farm, and it has roads going different ways. And originally, I remember when this Stevenson Road was a little dirt road, and then it hasn't been paved that many years. And when Independence is on one side, that put in the buffer of seedlings that are dead, we really don't have a buffer, as I've contacted Mr. Cole about. And then on this side, if we're going to have all this development, the road needs to be closed because the farmland is on each side of the road, and it's just this little partial. And they can go straight out to 5, and it's better for traffic, it's safer, and it just should be mandatory. And this, the N&M Burton Farm is in the agriculture district. The development rights have not been sold, but it's part of agriculture to save the farmland, and it's being surrounded, which I'm for property rights, but there should be good development and that works for all your neighbors.
So you're not opposed to the development, them to developing their property, you're opposed to just that use of the...
We want Stevenson Road closed. And I always think when they bring up, I love it when they talk about active open space. I think the county should really get into active open space versus passive open space. And the problem with all these developments, too much of it is passive. And if you have young children, the pools are only open 3 months a year. Where are the baseball fields or the open space where they can go and play and have parks like Old Town? Sussex County needs to address that. But my point is Stevenson Road needs to be closed.
All right.
Is that road used much?
Well, it's still agriculture, most of it. But when it comes one big development, it'll be used all the time.
I mean now. Is it used?
Well, I don't live there.
Probably. And it'll show you how much traffic.
Yeah, look at the TSI. My daughter owns the farm on the corner of the farmhouse, and...
Did DelDOT give level of service for the other roads, Cannon and Indian Mission and Stevenson? Do we have that? I probably need some help finding that. What is it? I'm sure it is, but you know, I probably would.
She'd have to find it.
I'd have to find it,
right.
Yeah.
You don't really need that road to develop it, is that what you're saying?
Better.
Don't really need it.
Why don't we, I got a suggestion after we get done this thing, close this thing up.
The answer is no, we don't, Mr. Wilson, but you know, we're not the only. Ms. Derrickson, I've known for a great number of years and have a great deal of respect for them and their mother and all they've done, and don't have any real quarrel with what they have to say. But we don't represent all of the public. It's a public road. It belongs to all of the people of the state of Delaware, and the state of Delaware gets to make the pick. And we consider and tell you we'll do everything we can to close it, but we don't make the choice.
It's a very good point. Anything else, Ms. Dickerson?
What are the level of service on that road?
Not much.
There aren't any. It's still very agriculture.
Mean, rarely used.
A, B, C.
Yeah, it's just.
Yes.
Rarely used.
It wasn't paved until.
Well, how about Cannon Road? What's the level of service on Cannon Road? I know you know that, Mr. Schrader. Okay. Help me understand that.
I know people get excited when they see farms putting on a roof.
Pardon me?
I said I know from being a farmer, people get excited from seeing a tractor or something, a piece of equipment going across the highway.
Oh, right. And see, it's just that little dirt road it used to be and whatever, and if all this traffic comes on it, it's just a nightmare because the farm does cross 5 also. It's on 302 and...
Now, they can't slow down. They're in such a hurry. They got to get somewhere. They can't.
Hey.
If you have to slow them down 2 minutes, get across the highway.
Well, that's
or
true.
Down the road.
He'll get that. Okay. Thank
fine.
You very much.
Yes? Did you say 1A?
No, tab 4.
Oh.
Level of service seems to be.
Yes. Seems to be.
Okay.
What does it say?
A.
A. Doesn't get any better than that.
That's good.
Yes.
Does the council have any other questions?
I got a suggestion.
Well, we need to close the public hearing first.
Let's close it,
okay.
Please.
I'm going to close the public hearing if there is no objections, and I'll open it up for discussion. Mr. Wilson.
Yeah. I was wondering if they could say something to the highway department that you had no objection for that highway being
over here.
Would that be a help to get them done? Other than that, we can't help about it, but that's just
okay.
More if you would agree to do that.
Mr. Cole.
Mine basically is, I was just going to have Lawrence contact DLDOT about this road issue and if they have any concerns about this or if there are any options to closing it and different things. Just find out what the deal is on the road. But we ought to correspond with them. It is deferred. We have time to do it. Time is not of the essence right now, so let's confer with DLDOT and find out if the Derrickson request can be obtained there through some kind of legislative maneuvering up there.
Okay, I believe I'm hearing a motion to leave the public record open for
DLDOT comments.
DLDOT comments. Is there a second?
Is it only for DLDOT comments?
At this current time, yes.
I'll second that.
I have a second. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote on leaving the public record open for DLDOT comments regarding this road. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Is there any other discussion before I entertain a motion to defer?
Was there anything from the executive session that you wanted to?
No, we got to close this hearing.
Okay, there you go. Let's close the hearing.
I have a motion from the hearing is closed.
Motion defer. Yes.
There you go.
Second by Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
All in favor of deferring this?
Yes.
Say yes.
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 Okay.
And there was nothing from executive session, was there?
No, we'd already cleared
okay.
that up. Does council have anything else before we ask for adjournment? Mr. Moore, do you have anything on your first night? Mr. Wilson's out the door.
Yep.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hello, Ron MacArthur.